Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.
Algoa FM, Niles Barkley. The song is called Crazy. Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. We hope you are doing well. Charlie, of course, 1 December not only marks it a brand new month and the last month of 2020, but also today is World AIDS Day. And, of course, we think it's important to chat to Mover and Shakers. And we do have somebody on the line who's going to chat to us this morning with a YouTube channel of over 68,000 subscribers and 1.5 million views. Nozibela has made it her mission to hold open conversations about her journey living with HIV. Her YouTube channel was named by FeedSpot as one of the top 15 HIV YouTube channels on the web. Nozibela is the South African International Youth Committee Ambassador and an active member of the International Youth Forum. And, of course, she's from Port Elizabeth. We say good morning to Nozibela this morning. Hello!
Hi, listen, I should call you guys every morning so that you can have a nice introduction for me because that was beautiful. Okay.
Not
I should call
not
you guys every morning, honestly.
You're welcome to. We always here.
No, definitely. Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
You're most welcome.
Listen, Nozibela, a positive success story and a light for people who are living with HIV. Nozibela, I am still me. Who is Nozibela?
Yes. Listen, Nozi, born in Britney, as you said, came from a very strict family. You know, my mom doesn't play around even to this day. She won't think twice to just be in my place, okay? So I grew up in that guidance, tried to do right all my life, you know, took care of my family. Up until a certain point where I was like, you know what, around 20, 21, thought to myself, I graduated the first one in my family. I did everything that my family wanted me to do. It's time for me to live my life now. So, I met a person. I've always been told to, you know, before I engage in any sexual encounter with anyone, give myself to anyone, wait for marriage. So that was the ideal goal, you know. And but the thing is, I was never told, like, how this person would look like or how in what form they will come in. So the first person that I met that promised me marriage, I thought that was it. You know, this is the person that I've been waiting for. And I gave myself to this person, not thinking twice, because I knew my status. I knew where I stood. And literally a year later, very randomly at work, I was getting tested, and I didn't think twice about it. Together, I mean, we had never tested before together. And I was testing, the nurse tested me once, and she said I must test again. And she put both tests in front of me, and she said I tested HIV positive. I was very sure that she had made a mistake. Like, it couldn't be me. It couldn't be the Nozi that had been, you know, tried to do good all her life. And after one sexual encounter, and I test HIV positive. And this was August of 2013. And it's been quite a journey. It's been quite a journey.
Did this make you angry with
this
person?
Not definitely. Well, as far as I'll be honest, that I was in denial because obviously, you know, I'm a fairly educated woman. I know that, you know, HIV is not a death sentence, you know, but when something traumatic as that happens, all reason leaves you. You know, you start seeing all the people, you know, all the pictures that have been circulated around the world about people that are HIV positive, and you imagine yourself in that. So I was very scared. I was in denial. I thought I was going to die in a couple of months. And there was no accountability from the other person. So it was very hard for me to come to terms with it. So it took me a while. It took me years. It took me 7 years to disclose my status to my family, which came as a shock because they were like, we didn't see anything wrong with you all this time. Like, what happened, you know? So it's been a journey.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You said it's a journey. But now the theme for this year's World AIDS Day is ending with HIV AIDS epidemic through resilience and impact. Through your story and diagnosis, what kind of impact did you want to have on the world?
Let me be very honest, guys. Like, I'm even surprised that I am even talking to you guys, because I never thought it would come to this point. When I started my journey, I did not envision this happening at all. My point was, like, my prayer always was, I just need to be okay, because I, like, mentally, I was not doing okay. I don't know how many times I tried to commit suicide. So it was all about me, just trying everything I can to be in the right state of mind. I was writing a lot. My therapist had encouraged me to write. And then it was only in late 2018, I thought to myself, listen, I have come far. For the fact that I am still alive and well and, like, really, really doing extremely well, it's a miracle itself. And I was looking at some of the things that I had written, and I thought to myself, listen, this could be a manual for someone else. Do you get what I mean? And that's when the envision of, I need to come out with my story. I don't know how people are going to react to it. I don't know how they're going to welcome it, but that's not the point. Even if it's a handful of people that are going to see someone that has been through a lot, that didn't think they would make it, but here she is. 7 years later, she's still alive.
Brilliant. What is your work as the South African International Youth Committee Ambassador and an active member of the International Youth Forum entail?
So listen, I've always been someone that has, I don't believe that I was just born just to live, you know. I believe I was born for a purpose. So throughout my whole life, I've always engaged myself in community development, particularly when it comes to young people coming together and making a change. So the International Youth Committee and the International Youth Forum are such platforms where people are, like, young people around the world gather together. I mean, I remember you know, last year, the year before, we were gathered in Egypt, like literally thousands and thousands, about 5,000 young people coming together, talking about the things that affect us and how we can be the change and be the decision makers. So that has been my work and representing South Africa in these platforms.
Nosibele, just quickly, where can folks get hold of your book?
My book is self-published. So anyone that is interested, I have a website, www.nozikamngana.com. And on social media, on Facebook, I'm Nozibele Mayaba. And on Instagram and on Twitter, I'm at Nozikamngana. So people can just reach out to me. All the details are there.
Awesome stuff. You sound so positive.
And
that's amazing. No, it's obviously taken you a long time to get to where you are now. Lots of work, lots of energy, lots of thoughts, obviously, having gone through your mind and to get to where you are now. I mean, just well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You are now. Thanks, guys.
And lots of love from Port Elizabeth, your hometown. And thank you.
Everyone stay safe, please, because we really, you know, want to come home over the December holidays. So, giving all my love to my fellow, you know, Port Elizabeth peeps.
Yep, we'll look after ourselves and you look after yourself. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.